Army Times reporter Sean Naylor is with that 3rd Infantry Division that crossed through the Karbala Gap today. He's traveling with the 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry. He says the division saw heavy fighting yesterday, but came through relatively unscathed, and that today has been pretty quiet.
The division hasn't taken any casualties today so far, and in fact was expecting much tougher resistance as it forced its way north and northeast towards Baghdad. But that resistance essentially failed to materialize.
How are commanders there with the 3rd Infantry explaining that lack of resistance?
I think there's a supposition that the Iraqi forces would rather not fight the U.S. Army in the sort of open desert terrain that the division drove through today, and so are probably pulling back into the suburbs of Baghdad to fight in urban and so-called complex terrain, which has the effect of at least somewhat negating the technological overmatch of the U.S. military.
So the notion then would be not necessarily that these Republican Guard divisions have been destroyed, but that they are withdrawing for a battle later on.
Yes, I think so. There's no doubt that they've lost some proportion of their combat power, of their tanks and their armored personnel carriers and artillery and so forth. But by no means have they been obliterated, even according to the most optimistic intelligence estimates that I've heard over the radio.
What can you tell us about Iraqi casualties inflicted by the troops that you're with or prisoners taken?
Today, in what was fairly light fighting, roughly 100 prisoners have been taken, I've been told, by officers in the division. And certainly some substantial casualties were inflicted. I know that 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry Regiment, whom I'm traveling with, destroyed about 15 air defense systems and killed about 20 soldiers in one firefight. And I think the 1st Brigade of the division destroyed about nine armored personnel carriers and two reconnaissance vehicles in a fight around a bridge over the Euphrates. And presumably the crews of those vehicles were killed in that fight.
And what time period are you talking about there?
That would have been fights this morning and this afternoon.
So just in this day, in this one day?
Yes.
Mr. Naylor, you're traveling with an Army division. There's been some criticism from Army commanders of the overall plan for this assault on Iraq, and I wonder whether you're hearing any of those same complaints from your vantage point. In other words, that the troop strength is too low.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain rolling of the eyes that you get from officers when this topic comes up. Army officers are traditionally reluctant to go on the record criticizing anybody in their chain of command. But when you're talking casually with some officers, they'll definitely sort of roll their eyes and acknowledge that this would have been a lot easier with more forces.
They do say that.
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't think anybody's in any doubt about that.
Sean Naylor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sean Naylor is a senior writer with Army Times. He's traveling with the 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division en route from Karbala to Baghdad.